Danny Lairs. Welcome to the jungle.
I am the Lord of Laughter, the Prince of Pun, and I am the Wizard of Whoopee. All right, so I had problems on Facebook because I posted the video of Dick Clark doing the countdown. He had a stroke. 2010, they decided to prop him up like somebody from Weekend at Bernie's. He passed, by the way, in 2012, so he's been dead about a year and a half.
They should have never. Now, I wonder whose decision that was.
Well, it had to be his. They can't physically, ABC can't physically force him. You know, pull him up there, you know, like I said, like somebody from Weekend at Bernie's, and prop him up with a bamboo pole and, you know, tie his legs with some fishing line or his arms and make him flop around like a marionette. But, you know, when you have a stroke and you can tell in the face, I mean, the one eyeball is looking behind it like, you know, the rear view mirror type of eyeball, and his chin is over there hanging on his thigh. So I posted the video from 2010. Of Dick Clark doing the countdown. And this lady got all over me saying how insensitive I was. And 4 years ago. And this is what he sounded like. I mean, listen to when he gets to 14, how the numbers change. And he sounds like, you know, oh my God, he's almost like a Chinese waiter trying to take your order. Here we go.
17, 16, 15, 14, 12, 10, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year!
He had a stroke. And he's trying to do the countdown. And if you didn't pay attention there, he went.
It was a little out of order, right? Yeah.
Well, I can tell you the order right now. He went 14, 10, 12, 11, 9, 10, 8.
And then he got them all in.
Well, you know what? He sounded like he was reading off the winning lotto numbers.
No, what I'm saying is that...
Hey, Dick Clark, what do you got for the winning lotto numbers over there?
14, 12, 10, 11, 9, 10, 8. This place about to
blow. Fox News is live in the cutaway. The pretty hair boy is live in South Beach. These two girls were approached, first of all. And he starts the conversation. I mean, I would have kicked this guy in the balls right to begin with. He goes, "Hey, how you doing there? You fine tall glass of water? I mean, real? What is this? 1965?"
Well, hello there, tall drink of water. Happy New Year's, people! Say something to the nation.
We got 5 minutes till 2014, and we're gonna it up.
Victory to the people! That's awesome.
Well, hello there, tall drink of water. Happy New Year's, people.
Oh, yes.
Your channel.
Not my channel, my people. That's what I'm dealing with down here. Absolutely.
Well, hello, tall drink of water.
Tall drink of water. Oh, hello, douchebag. I would have been like, he goes, play me again, hello, tall drink of water, and I'll be the girl.
Well, hello there, tall drink of water.
Well, hello there, douchebag. What are you doing tonight besides going back to your hotel room and masturbating to internet porn?
Happy New Year's, people!
Here's what happened just a couple of days ago. I'd say maybe 20 miles north of West Palm Beach, right here.
Waiting to get more information after a human foot was found today on a Martin County beach. A beachgoer found this foot at Peck Lake Beach right near the north end of Jupiter Island.
Now, the way that she said that, the TV talking head, it almost sounds like she had the foot in her hand.
A beachgoer found this foot at Peck Lake Beach right...
And you know, she probably had it on one of those big old barbecue forks, too, and she held it up.
A spigot?
No, like that giant barbecue fork. You know the fork you use to carve the turkey?
Oh, yeah, wait, the two-prong fork.
You know what I would be doing I don't know if that could have been a live shot from the beach. If that was the case, I'd be walking behind the woman or actually on crutches. I'd be on crutches
Would you have the bottom part of your leg tucked up under the top part of your leg?
Yes, and I'd be screaming, my foot, where's my foot?
Has anybody seen my foot?
Who has my foot? You have one of those electronic devices that you take on the beach, what do they call that?
The metal detectors.
Yeah, I'd have a foot detector. foot detectors are very, very hard to find. You have to, you know what, there's only one doctor that sells them. You know who that is, don't you?
Go ahead.
Dr. Scholl. You need to know that this woman, and she's a big woman, let me tell you that right now, she's addicted to eating mattresses.
I start off with the good stuff. The good stuff to me is the pillow top itself. I'm done with the mattress when it smells funny, or if I get down to where it's just springs. The side effects of even mattresses, just gas is really the only one you have. It enters my body and leaves my body. It goes through my system and goes out.
I'm very concerned about her health and her digestive system. Cause I have seen it in the toilet. It comes out in whole pieces.
I could use it again if I wanted, if I was that desperate. Ain't that strange.
Oh, sweetheart. Let me tell you something right now. You are very strange. How about the fact she goes, you know, I know I'm done with the mattress when it starts to smell funny or when I get to, she's like a mattress connoisseur. She could go, I go with 2003 Sealy Posturepedic.
Very concerned for my sister. I see chunks of mattress in the toilet.
Yeah, that was a quote. I'm concerned about her health. Oh, really? What? What became the first sign? Maybe when she started with what? The cat? You know what? I'll tell you what. I think a pillow is a gateway drug to eating mattresses. I think you start with the pillow, you go to the love seat, you might go to the recliner, and then the next thing you know, you're eating a mattress.
Danny Land.